And on this Tuesday afternoon, let's head on over to Appleton and visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Yeah, well, got a little rain this morning in Madison. Did Appleton get a little sprinkle?
Yes, we did. We got a little bit. Not too much, though. So,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, we had a beautiful big rainbow over Madison this morning. It was just an amazing rainbow.
Wow. Kind of cool, isn't that?
I love
wow.
rainbows.
Yeah. Well, they just kind of make you happy, don't they?
They do.
Yeah,
that's a good way to put it.
I know. They just do. They make you smile. They just make you happy and kind of make your day. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Well, make our day by telling us what's happening at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy.
Well, we have a lot of things going on in October. It's just kind of incredible, all the different things. We're going to have, we are having a pumpkin decorating contest for our children from young children up to age 18, I guess. You know, we kind of went all ages. And you can call the library or stop by for more information and or to pick up a pumpkin. That pickup pumpkin doesn't start till probably like, I think the 10th or 11th or something like that. But anyway, give the library a call if you're interested in entering our pumpkin decorating contest for the month of October. And then we have our preschool story time tonight, and it is all about bubbles. I mean, bubbles, bubble wrap, bubble everything. If you walk into the library, you will be wrapped in bubbles. And so that is tonight, October 4th at 5:30 p.m. And we hope to see you there because, oh, do we have things. We have lots of bubble things. And then to continue our bubble theme on Wednesday, October 5th is a take and make, and we have a bathtub boat take and make, and those boats are pretty cool. You're going to want to run to the library on Wednesday to make sure you get one of those boats because they are kind of awesome.
Get one
anyway,
of what? What was that?
It's a bathtub boat take and make kit for children. And so it's, so make sure that you stop on down and pick up this take and make.
Okay.
And then also Steve Starrod will be there too on Wednesday, October 5th, to help with computers, ABE, ESL, and more from 4 to 6 p.m. And then next week we've got an adult class for making a reclaimed wood serving board. We've got a Harry Potter sorting hat event next Wednesday, and on the following week we have an author visit from Barbara Lucker. She wrote the book I Carry Your Heart, the book that we read for book club, and it was really good. Just lots of things happening at the Appleton Public Library in October. You know, we've got book club. Steve is here a couple times. We've got an activity every Wednesday after school at 3:30. What more can I say? Just come on down and check us out.
Okay. All right, Cindy. Well, let's move into what are people reading.
Well, you know, we are entering the world of lots of book time. So there are a lot of new releases. I'm just going to talk about a couple of them, but Nicholas Sparks, if you are a Nicholas Sparks fan, he has a new book out called Dreamland. It is musicians from different backgrounds are attracted to each other, and a mother flees with her son from an abusive husband. Richard Osman has a book out called The Bullet That Missed. It's the third book in the Thursday Murder Club series. So if you are following that series, you're going to want to make sure to get your name on a list or sign up for it. Also new by Elizabeth Strout is Lucy by the Sea. As the pandemic starts, Lucy Barton and her ex-husband go to a small town in Maine where they confront their shared history. Also new in nonfiction is Starry Messenger by Neil deGrasse. It's the astrophysicist and director of the Hayden Planetarium, delves into the subjects including politics, religion, gender, and race. So I guess the astrophysicist has some things on his mind he wants to share with us all. anyway. And then Lady Justice by Dahlia Lithwick is the senior legal correspondent at Slate Chronicles. And what she does is she is going to be talking about some of the women lawyers during the Trump presidency. Also, The Biggest Ideas in the Universe by Sean Carroll, the ways in which physics can be used to explain how some things function in the universe. So all those things you learned in high school might come to fruition here in this book, so you understand it. I don't know. We're always looking for new ways to expand our minds.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
All right. Go ahead.
Those are a few things going on and a few new items that are out there for new books.
All right. Well, Cindy, can you give us an update on the library project? I know a few weeks ago I saw you standing behind the podium out there. Was it a ribbon cutting or not a ribbon cutting? But
groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking, yep.
Basically, the 52 wing, which is just under 7,000 square feet, and that's where Appleton people, a lot of kids went to preschool there, or maybe if you went to school here a long time ago, you went to school there. That was your classrooms. Well, all those classroom walls are down. It's so different. You know, you look at the space when it had all the classrooms and everything in it, and you're kind of wondering, is this really going to be big enough? Well, once those walls came down, it really looks big enough, and it looks so different. Mm-hmm. It really does.
Good.
It's just going to be a long process because, unfortunately, with the pandemic, there's a supply and demand issue. We are demanding and wanting things, but they are not always being supplied.
Mm.
And so I think it's going to take some time.
Right.
And we have to just understand that the end goal is going to be positive, but just going to take some time. But just to see those walls come down is just incredible. I can't believe the difference.
Yep, right.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting.
Good. When it gets finished, Cindy, we'll have to do a live broadcast for the Appleton Library show in your new digs there.
That would be super exciting, Paul. I think, plan that.
Okay, we will.
And, I'll keep you posted on what's going on here at the Appleton Library with the new space. So we can do that. Sounds great.
All right. Well, tell us when the library's open over there in Appleton and where you're located.
The library is open on Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. Always make sure to give us a call if you have something that you're wanting help with, or if we can make a book recommendation, or stop in and visit us. But our phone number is 320-289-1681. Always check us out on Facebook or the website for the latest happenings and things going on here at the Appleton Public Library.
All right, real good, Cindy. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds fabulous. Thanks, Paul.
That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.